This one will start with Senator Kukesh again. How do you feel about the privatization of public lands, such as that being proposed by the Sea Alaska Lands Bill?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Alrighty, it's kind of a long one.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the privatization of public lands, such as that being proposed by the Sea Alaska Lands Bill?
I don't have any problem with it. And I don't have any problem because when you look at the federal Tongass forest that we all are surrounded by, 90% of it is tied up by the conservation units in Alaska, almost 90%. We get very few of it into private lands. And so I support the idea of moving some of the lands in the Tongass National Forest into private lands, and not necessarily only in Alaska Native Corporation lands, but I'd like to see other people in the state have the ability to own some of the Tongass National Forest. An example, and Bill could speak to it better than I could, the Vietnam vets were given the opportunity to select land when they came back from Vietnam, except for Southeast Alaska, because of the Tongass Forest. So there are a lot of problems with the Tongass Forest and whether we're going to benefit from it, but I support the idea of moving it into private hands.
Okay, now to Mr. Thomas. How do you feel about public lands privatization, such as that being proposed by Sea Alaska?
I support privatization of any lands that we have, whether they're state or federal. I think what we have with the Sea Alaska Land Bill is an exchange of lands and protection of watersheds and some of the communities. If we're not willing to protect the watersheds of some of the communities, I think we're lacking there. But it's also the Alaska Native Lands Land Claim Settlement was passed in 1971. This is, what, 50 years later, and it hasn't been settled. And it's probably not the only area that hasn't been resolved, but I support them going forward and getting it over with. Let people, get the land claims out of the way. If it was anybody else, if you were sued, you'd have to be settled immediately. This is no different than any other litigation that anybody else had initiated other than the Alaska Native community.
Okay, and Mr. Christ-Tompkins, your views on the privatization of public lands?
I think public lands in Southeast Alaska are actually one of our greatest economic generators, and that, you look at the fishing industry and, fish come from forests, healthy forests, and if we don't have a strong system of watersheds throughout Southeast Alaska, the fishing industry is not. Secondly, I think it's incredibly important to protect subsistence and recreation, and that comes from the lands that surround our communities. And that's the way of life and the lifestyle that we in Southeast Alaska enjoy. That's the reason we live here. That said, I think the lands claims addressed with the Sea Alaska Lands Bill is important and needs to be addressed and honored. I think it's an incredibly divisive issue, and there are a lot of aspects of that bill that I think unnecessarily divide communities. But I think underlying the lands bill, that's a promise made by the federal government that needs to be honored. However, the way in which it is honored, I think, should be subject to dialogue between communities and governmental entities to make sure that the outcome respects communities and people's way of life.